Hey!
Jack Mangan.
Hey!
Jack Mangan.
Wake up!
Yes!
Yeah.
Jack Mangan.
You silly sleepy head, wake up!
Oh god, you guys. This had better be pretty freaking important. Is the meadow on fire?
No!
Jack Mangan.
We found a map to-
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Jack Mangan.
Yeah!
Jack Mangan.
We're going to Candy Mountain! Come with us,
Jack Mangan.
Yeah!
Jack Mangan.
It'll be an adventure! We're going on an adventure!
Jack Mangan.
Yeah!
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Right. I'm just gonna, you know, go back to sleep now.
So welcome to Deadpan number 159. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the agnostic Ewok, who did not fall to his knees in worship and terror of golden C-3PO. And wow, so do I have tales of woe. Seriously, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes like stars start from their spheres, they knotted and combined locks to part, and each particular hair to stand on end, like quills upon the fretful porpentine. But you know, I'm not going to quote Hamlet, because I try not to be a pretentious fuck. But I do have a couple of shitty stories to tell. The primary one concerning Deadpan is that, as many of you know, the death of my dearly departed hard drive. So many important archives are lost, many useful Deadpan resources are lost. So this episode should be a little bit interesting. That, actually, in addition to a dearth of contributions from y'all, and that I'm still waiting for some files from the Deadpan meetup recordings from a few weeks ago. And so this episode, we're covered, but it's going to be a little bit interesting. I think that's a good qualifier, right? Apologies for all the noise on the line, too. I don't know what the hell that's all about. It's the same old shell of a computer, just with a new hard drive in it, and for some reason, the noise on the line. Anyway, you can use that and pretend that I'm someplace cool. Like, I don't know, like the subway or a cafe in some bustling city. Anywho, J.R. Murdoch is online, so we may have comedy gold. And I've also, we may have a new Broken Lyrics challenge. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna click stop and keep putting Joe together. Aha! There's J.R. Murdoch Skyping at me, as you might hear. So let's listen to a promo.
Tonight at 11 on KWTF News, unemployment rates reach all-time low.
Middle Eastern officials reporting peace talks could end within the week.
And do you like bubbles?
Don't believe their lies. You think you should be afraid of Osama Hasbin? You think you should be afraid of losing your job? What you should truly be afraid of is out there, and we are fighting a losing battle to keep you safe. Zombies are real and they are coming. Then you will know what it means to truly be afraid.
Tune in tonight for our weekend forecast.
I'm Tara O'Hara.
I'm Vic Beretta.
See you tonight, KWTF News at 11.
And now back to your show.
Visit www.ontheedgeofdarkness.com.
You ready?
Ready.
Jack Mangan.
Dead.
Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Podcast?
Podcast.
So, but since this has been a weird week because of my hard drive death, a good friend of the Deadpan and of mine, J.R. Murdoch, who you may know from V&A Shipping, and Billy Barbarian and other stuff, out there in the pod world, also for his very deep voice, and not to mention his recent appearance on Deadpan, has agreed to kind of come on and help me to fill up some space. So thank you, JR. Good talking to you.
Yes, I heard you had an empty hard drive that needed something on it, so I figured my voice could be possibly the best thing on your hard drive that you could have right now.
Yes, I figured, you know, the hard drive, it's kind of like breaking the wine bottle against the hull of the ship. I mean, until I've broken your voice against the hull of the hard drive, it's not really truly christened.
That's true. That's true.
So if you and your voice can give me a hand here, I actually
At this moment, as of this recording, I have not yet set up the link, but I am going to set up a SurveyMonkey link, and we are going to put together a film treatment to pitch to Hollywood, and we'll all share in it. So the author's byline will be just everyone who takes part, and will all be rich and famous when they make this into a Hollywood blockbuster. What do you think? Are you in?
I think you've got $1 million idea here, Jack. I'm going to ride your coattails all the way to Hollywood.
You haven't heard the idea yet.
I don't have to hear the idea. I just know that it's comedic gold.
No, this is actually an action thriller. This is going to be...
Ooh, hey, even better.
Michael Bay all the way. So actually, what... I don't remember, and I won't be offended if you don't recall, but I don't remember if you participated in... we've done this before where we've put out SurveyMonkey polls, and I think we the last one we did... was ways to improve the film 2001, and we had some fun with that. We had some fun ideas.
Yes, lots of wonderful ideas on that one.
So what we're going to do, I will put together the SurveyMonkey site. In fact, my true apologies if you're listening to Deadpan right now and thinking, oh, I want to go do that right now, because it may not be there. Check the show notes, and there will be a SurveyMonkey link in the show notes when this exists. So, and check the site, which is www.jackmangan.com, and it will be there. But and actually, I was going to just read this myself, but again, J.R. Murdoch, popped on Skype with promises of comedy gold, but as we're not even comedy bronze here. So, I guess you can just react and just be funny. How about that?
Yes, you're going to make a half survey, half monkey. That'll be fun.
I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming?
I don't know. Just let's do it. Let's do this thing.
All right, let's do
okay.
this.
Okay, what's your wonderful idea? I need to hear this. You're just leaving me on the edge here. You're giving me nothing. Yes, let's just hear it.
I resent that, Jer. I never go off on tangents. I never lose focus.
What? What were you trying to focus on there?
So you just picture this, like, all right, all of us, all of us in the Deadpan community are, we're in before big Hollywood producers, where David O. Selznick is behind his desk, and we're pitching the film treatment, and we'll call it, this is just an idea, you can come up with a better title, but the initial idea will be Deadpan Force. You with me, JR?
Got it. I'm there.
A ragtag team of five unlikely heroes consisting of, and you know what? I'm going to send the list to you, JR, through Skype, and if you want to read off this list.
I'll throw on my movie voice.
That's good. I feel like I just dialed movie phone. And actually, now this is where SurveyMonkey is going to come in. This is where you out there in the Deadpan community will help. Is you will go to the SurveyMonkey link, as provided, if you want to play, and choose... We'll vote for, and we'll choose five out of the list here, or you can even add your own. It's just the five that get the most votes, obviously, will be the ultimate, the Deadpan Force in our film treatment. And so I've just sent J.R. Murdoch the list, and...
That's a pretty big list.
Yeah, I think there are 12.
Okay, I'm trying not to chuckle, because that's a pretty damn good list.
Thank you.
Okay, the participants for Deadpan Force include... Benjamin Franklin, Marilyn Monroe, The Cat in the Hat, Ripley from Alien, Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe, Rivers Kumo from Weezer, Tori Amos, Haikiru Sulu, Chun-Li, Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, Albert Einstein, Zed, Killer of Brutals, and Tina Fey.
Yes, so we will vote and choose...
Tina Fey.
Yes.
Picture her playing Sarah Palin.
Right. You need, the kind of the spunky, kind of cute comic relief there. But so we'll vote from those 12 or so down, and we'll choose five that are kind of the X-Men. I mean, not the X-Men, the Deadpan Force.
Hi, this is Susie from How to Grow Your Geek, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. No, really, you are. I promise.
In the Anyway, I'm multitasking. So I'm at the party. I'm taking photos with Dan and Jack and Amy and Rhea and Brett and and Ed.
In general.
And Long Pants.
You know this.
And everybody hears.
No, I know. I'm sorry for her. It's okay, though, right?
Leave me a voicemail. Bye.
And they will be assembled together under the sage guidance. Oh, and you know what? Like I said, I mean, and JR, you know, as if you have a better idea to add to the list, then by all means, you know, champion the cause, and we can get someone else involved. But anyway, our five heroes will be assembled together under the sage guidance of
Sean Connery, Angela Lansbury, Jean-Luc Picard, Kermit the Frog, or Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
So yes, you know, they'll all be in kind of the Professor X role, which would be especially ironic for Jean-Luc Picard, I suppose. But
I think we need to throw Wayne into that mix.
Wayne from Wayne's World?
Yes, Wayne from Wayne's World.
Oh, wow, he could be the you know, I can't believe I didn't put Lopan in there, really.
Oh my gosh, how did we miss him?
Yes, well, apologize to Lopan, but so are you with me so far? You think, you know, we've got this Super Strike Force team and assembled together by their wise, I guess he'll probably have to die at the end of the movie, or at least at the end of the sequel, if not at the end of the first, but
yeah, at least three-fourths of the way through, got to kill him off.
Right, because, you know, then they'll have to, that will be the emotional moment, and they'll have to go, and they'll have to go and stop the evil overlord, which, all right, you know what, I'll read this off, but don't worry, there's more coming. The evil overlord will be, you can choose, and of course, we're only going to choose one sage wisdom leader guy, and only one evil overlord, which will either be, oh, shit. Oh, okay. I overwrote.
No, shit is not going to be the evil overlord. Sorry.
No, shit is not the evil overlord. It will be either, you will choose with your votes, either someone of your own choosing, or Elvis Presley, Barbie, Bill Cosby, Lou Ferrigno, or Cher. Well, that was very 70s focused. I didn't even notice that until just now.
I was about to say, are you going to throw an Hannibal Lecter there too? I'm not Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal from the A-Team in there too. Yeah. Let's get all the 70s and 80s in there.
He'd be an excellent choice for the...
For the leader.
Hannibal. Although, they're going to be... His legacy is going to be diminished soon by that horrible-looking movie that's coming out soon.
I might actually have to pass on that one.
Yeah, that's my childhood they're fucking with. Anyway, so I've sent you a list, and because we will choose the evil overlord, it will either be Elvis, Barbie, Bill Cosby, Lou Ferrigno, Cher, or someone else. And
oh, Barbie. I thought you said Arby. I'm thinking, why would a restaurant be an evil villain?
No, I'm thinking Barbie. I'm not thinking Arby's. yeah, you know, those curly fries. But anyway, his, her three evil minions, you know, kind of like Destro and Baroness, etc., will be...
Ron Jeremy, Yngwie Malmsteen, or you can pronounce it Newey, like some people like to, right. Lady
actually,
Macbeth.
Wait, oh, is that Yngwie J. Malmsteen?
Yngwie J. Malmsteen.
All right.
Is that different than just Yngwie Malmsteen?
Yeah.
Did he have some kind of bastard brother?
You have to differentiate, you know, between all the other Yngwie Malmsteens out there.
Yes, because there are so many of them.
Right. So it's Yngwie J. Malmsteen, the guitar player.
Got it. Okay. The guitar god.
Okay.
Lady Macbeth, Oscar Wilde, Natalie Portman, Alex from A Clockwork Orange, the Bride of Frankenstein, General Zod, Fade Harkonnen.
Yes, and again, those will be the three evil minions. Three of those, or your own ideas, will be the evil minions of the evil overlord. And hopefully this isn't completely dragging out. They'll need to stop. So our five heroes, let's just sum up. Our five heroes assembled together under the sage guidance of one awesome person stopping the evil overlord and their three evil minions and their evil army from their dastardly plot two. And I guess we'll split these up. The first, I have a couple ideas here. Their evil army's dastardly plot. The first one, that again, you can come up with ideas, but what I have, my suggestions are, either they're going to, or the Red Fraggle is going to be one of the evil minions too. All right, I'm sorry.
Red Fraggle is evil.
Oh, not the garbage guys, right?
Anyway, Fraggle Rock.
Right. No, I right. I was, oh no, the garbage pile was the source of wisdom on Frank.
Something like that.
That can also be the Professor X.
Hello, this is Curtin St. George. I listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, so I don't have to kill people. You don't listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast? It's not healthy. Just saying, deadpan is the way.
Excuse my miss. Oh, hello. Hello, yes. This is Jack Mangan. This is a pixie. I'm a pixie driving a pilot, so that would make me a pixie driving a pilot. Wait, no. It would make my pilot a pixie piloted pilot. And I'm piloting my pilot. And I'm a pixie. Absolutely. And my GPS has a better accent than me. Oh, wait, I'm going to say it now. Are you ready? Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
So anyway, their evil army's dastardly plot is either to beat up all of the lemurs in the world, or
store our human bodies in a massive containment facility jacked into a painstakingly elaborate, consensual, hallucinated reality while our brains are tapped for electricity. That sounds familiar.
No. That's a brand new original idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. This is Hollywood gold here.
That's right. Right. No one's ever done that before.
Yes, this is the solid gold episode of the Deadpan here. Comedic gold and Hollywood gold.
Right. I can just picture the sign on the hill toppling over right now. or their other dastardly plot, again, decided by us as a community, could be...
Oh, I thought we were going back and forth.
Oh, well, sorry. I just figured this was... I'd send you this one.
Okay, I thought you were just screwing with me. Okay. Produce a Grease 3 movie starring Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga.
Yes, that would be dastardly.
Sadly, my daughter would probably want to go see that.
Actually, that would... That, forget this deadpan force. We should, that's the movie we should pitch, is Grease 3. That would make just so much money. Holy crap. I'll write a bunch of crappy songs and it'll be there. There are other dastardly plots. Could be to suck, this is actually as I wrote it, to suck the fun and enthusiasm out of every fucking moment of every fucking stupid little thing we have to do every fucking day. That, I might have been in a cranky moment at the time.
I don't think you fucking said fuck enough.
No, thanks. Or, I'm going to give you the controversial one.
Ooh. Eliminate all legitimate news media, leaving only an evil fake media channel called Fox News in control.
Yeah, and you like the whole there.
I'm not big on controversy.
No.
I'm not opinionated either.
No, not at all. All right, here's... There are only two more, and then we're done, I promise. A possible dastardly plot could be to install Big Brother-like monitors in every home, playing a nonstop stream of Rob Thomas songs, which again would be dastardly. Or the final...
That would be evil.
Yeah, we would need the Strike Force to stop that. Or the final...
Turn the global population into werewolf, zombie, vampire, slave hosts for alien babies.
And there you have it.
Now that would be a $1 million idea too.
Yeah, that's. I think they've all been done individually, but never all together like that.
We just need to put the sparkly part in there.
Oh yeah, I should have thought of putting sparkly. All right, we'll add sparkly. So werewolf, zombie, sparkly, vampire, slave host for alien, or maybe the alien babies are sparkly.
There you go, sparkly alien babies.
Right. All right, well, that was wonderfully done there, J.R. Murdoch. Thank you very much for your helping me out to pitch this this idea for the Deadpan Force movie to Hollywood, where they will turn it into a blockbuster and we will all get, stupidly rich from scriptwriter's credits.
We can all retire, move to a commune in the middle of Arizona and do nothing but podcast all day long, because that's where the real money's at.
Yes, right. Yes, that was my witty reply to your joke about podcasing making lots of money. Just in case you didn't hear my witty response, it was Yes, right.
Whew.
You sure? You know? You sure you can keep up with that that comedic timing there?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's almost like Abbott and Costello going back and forth.
That's right. Right. Who podcasts first? No.
See, yes.
Yeah. See, I'm not funny at all. I'm gonna stop this, JR. But thank you for being funny and for helping out and for doing wonderful readings. And I will, as I said, I don't want to be up all night, so I will post this SurveyMonkey poll as soon as I possibly can, and we can all hopefully have some fun with this. And I will read the results of your votes in the next full-length deadpan. So that, in fact, that will be the deadline. So vote before the next full-length deadpan comes out, which may be next week or maybe 2 weeks from now. That remains to be seen. But thank you, JR. I understand you made an appearance on Dead Robot Society recently, and right? And anything else to pimp, or do you want to talk about that for a sec?
I made an appearance on the Dead Robot Society. We talked about the suspension of what the fuck? Also known as suspension of disbelief. That was a lot of fun. Those guys are a hoot. I also was on with Coach Ian Scott. I don't know when that interview is going to go up, but I'm waiting for him to post that one as well. So I'm kind of out there making the rounds and being busy, trying not to be controversial.
I appreciate you coming on and helping out, and I appreciate the help, and also we should all go and become Facebook fans of V&A Shipping, right?
Yeah, I just posted that one out there. I actually had that out there for quite some time, and I just recently decided, hey, wait, I have absolutely no fans for V&A Shipping Group that I created 6 months ago. I should probably go push that out there again.
All right. Well, then yeah, we should all, even if you haven't listened, you should go and support J.R. Murdoch and give him a hand. Right?
Absolutely. I would love support. Support is a good thing. That's what my wife tells me every morning when she gets dressed. Support is good.
Wow. It's a good thing she doesn't listen to Deadpan, huh?
It's a very good thing she doesn't listen to the Deadpan.
Yes.
It's a good thing she's asleep right now, too.
Well, I will let you get there, and I will sign off and put this together into the episode, so hopefully I can get to sleep. But again, I appreciate you jumping in, and I'm hoping that next week I'll have it'll be a more typical deadpan again next week. Not that, you know, talking to JR is bad, of course, but I'm hoping that next week things will be back to closer to normal.
And hopefully you'll have your hard drive all back up and running, and hopefully you'll be able to recover some of the data off that hard drive that you lost.
Yeah, I mean, that's down the road in the future, but yeah, I appreciate that. Hopefully, hopefully all I can do is get Deadpan back on its feet. So this was a big help in getting it back on its feet. So thank you, man.
Absolutely, and I'm looking at the board right now, and 1,028 comments. Good Lord, it still fascinates me.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. I think I predict a little bit of a quieter week coming up, but I hope not. I hope we can hit that same number again. I didn't want to just repeat ourselves and have you read comments again. So I appreciate you helping out with this, the silliness of the Deadpan or the Deadpan Force movie pitch. But, I grabbed a couple of comments and I'll read those, directly after this probably.
Well, go read those. And, we're both on the same time zone. So read them and post it and get yourself to bed.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, Jack. As always, it is a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, man. Thanks for bringing your deep voice around Deadpan.
Absolutely. Anytime you need it, just let me know. I'm there for you, Jack. You know that. I got your back.
All right. I appreciate that very much, and I do. So, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna win that.
Thank you, and good night.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen, aka the Deadpan Ambassador. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the melon farming way.
Hello, I'm looking for the pixie pilot that's piloting her pilot. If you happen to see her, can you please tell her I'm looking for her? Thank you. Pip-pip. Cheerio.
Yeah, that's all the effects we have to work with. All right, so let's read some comments and get the flock out of here. And I appreciate all of your patience, and I appreciate, J.R. Murdoch's assistance.
And the cats. All right. The first comment of the week. As you heard, we did break 1,000, and it'd be great if we break that again. Even though we had some people who were not present and not commenting as frequently, some of our regulars were not as active, and yet we still broke 1,000. So hopefully everything's okay with those who've been a little bit quieter this week, and I hope we'll hear from everyone again this week. And anyway, first of the week, LeJohn from Chandler says, firsties, Nomad Scry says, quote, people assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey, ellipsis stuff, close quotes. The Energizer Bunny says, quote, oh bunny, now you be nice, close quotes, that's no fun, colon, devil, colon. Johnny Null says, Reaper, as I am not involved in your IT foobar, I can laugh. Nice. Jack, that sucks. Ditto, that angry bunny picture is awesome. Jack, then I totally misunderstood the whole damn thing. I'm good at that. The Smarty Hottie says, not too much recording. Played 4 songs. Impromptu Ice Ice Baby, star swoon star. Ditto singing, star swoon star. Star passes out star. Justin Joe says, quote, the 10-word wiki does not have any entries with the exact title, quote, deadpan, close quote. Would you like to create a new page with this title, close quote? Anyone here have the skills to correct this abomination? Ditto says, Nomad, allergic to bad superhero movies, winking smiley. Lopan says, oh, that's a house, star feet curl up star. Phantomon says, ellipsis, and I don't care how good spiders are, if they don't keep themselves decently hidden, they are getting chewed up by the VC. Viet Cong? Nomad Scry says, Reaper and I are different. And he quotes, Reaper says, Wayne's World 2 is the only one and only movie I ever saw in the theater twice. I even had the hat. To which Nomad Scry finally says, Dark Knight is the only movie I've seen in the theater twice. All right, I think we're at an end. I think we made it. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for being wonderful people out there. There was some intensity of discussion on the boards today, which is a little bit uncommon for deadpan, but I don't think anything got out of control or uncool, and certainly not YouTube-esque. But this episode is actually going out, and you know, this was in the wake of the landmark Obama administration healthcare reform that was signed. And I'll just say that regardless of whether you think that it was a mistake or going to save the country, whatever you think, there have been some insane things said in the wake of that, and there have been insane people have been given press, and the Ted Kaczynskis of the world, I think, have been kind of allowed out and given far more legitimacy than they deserve in the wake of this. And I think, which is unfortunate, because I think certainly, again, whether you approve or disapprove of this initial decision, I think good can come of this if people come together and work at it. However, the crazies are saying crazy things, and it makes us, I think, when you hear that kind of irrational blathering at high volume, it does make you concerned, and it does kind of makes everything feel a little less stable. And I think that was probably contributing to some of our tension this week. That's just my theory, but I think you know, the way that the anger and unrest is being fomented by profiteers, I think this has created the scariest, one of the scariest political climates that we've ever observed. In our lifetimes, at least, of course. But hopefully, you know, hopefully people will look at the crazies and the hysteria and the hysteria mongers, and they'll vote the hysteria mongers out. And hopefully this will bring about newfound respect for intelligence and rationality once and for all. But I won't hold my breath. All right, speaking of breathing properly, I need to go to bed. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to grab a slice of audio from the Deadpan meetup. And while I was doing this, actually, the good and wonderful Deadpan ambassador, Amy Bowen, supplied me with some audio files from the Deadpan meetup. Now, of course, that was all a mess. Through no fault of hers, I think that was just a mess because we were all just having fun. But it'll be interesting to go through and edit that and try and make it listenable. But you'll be hearing stuff from that in future Deadpans. In the meantime, I'm going to play some music, and thank you again for being Deadpan. And I will request your help in padding the coffers of Deadpan. Well, not financially. Donations are welcome, but that's not what I was asking. What I was asking is for content. Since in the wake of the hard drive crash, a lot of stuff has gone missing. Now would be a great time to send me a new Deadpan bumper. Just saying something nice about Deadpan. The voicemail is 206-350-TOMY, 206-350-8664, or email stuff to me. My email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or just jack@jackmangan.com. Oh, sorry, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. All right, I might as well just, I hadn't really decided, but I'll probably grab the very first song that we did, that Lee, the incredibly talented bass player, and I did live at the Deadpan meetup. It's a song called Keeper, and the lyrics are fun and silly, but intentionally so, because it's a song that's dedicated to my children who were, you know, in the hopes of a reunion. All right, Deadpan is the way. All of my friends out there, we are all the way. And thank you all. And I'll catch you next week, and I will also catch you on the comments page. Let's see if we can at least come close to our 1,028 that we're at right now. Peace. Sorry. Good night, Moon.
All right, we're going to start. So what? Yeah, tell him to get over here. It's not that far. Virginia, Phoenix. All right, so actually we're going to start. Speaking of T. Morris, this is a song that some of you guys have heard. This is going to be our opener. It's a song that we did. Actually, I didn't write it for T. Morris, but we gave it to, I did a little video. And this song is actually, the lyrics are kind of hokey, but that's because it's kind of a kid song. Don't worry, we're going to get much more offensive as it goes on. So yeah, that's the important part.
and now, just close your eyes, I'll always be there.
You. How's it sound? The volume's good?
Yeah.
Chat room? Awesome. Thank you.